All right, we start a new sugya, very geshmaka sugya. The sugya has five cases. Each one's more interesting than the one before. We're going to have Papa Bar Abba, who always brings a smile to everyone's face. And all these cases are cases where a number of people together are either causing a hezek or responsible for a hezek. That's the sugya of this next sugya, of Hekshati B'Mitzvah Niskan. So we're going to have five cases, and hopefully we'll have a clarkite on each case, and then try to see all five together. First case, Tana Rabbanan, Shati Mitzas Niskai, Chafti Bitten Shulmi Niskai, Kehef Shekol Niskai, Keitzad. What's the case of Mitzas Niskai? HaChayfa Partisha, Uba Acher, Vishlibi La Asara, HaAcher Chayv. One person digs a bar of nine, and the next person digs it to 10. The next one is mashlim it to 10. Ha'achrei chayiv. That means the achrei alone is chayiv, right? First person dug 9. Second person dug the 10th amma. So the last person alone is chayiv. Why? Why is the last person alone chayiv? What's the svara? We have a svara. One person dug 9 tefachim, the next person dug a 10th tefach. So the 10th person, now if someone fell in and got killed, that's pashut, because 9 is not right to kill, and 10 is right to kill. But if someone fell in and did not die, person fell in, so Reuven dug at 9, and Shigman dug at the 10th, so a person fell in, so a person got killed, it's pashut Shimon, it's chayv. If the person got hurt and not killed, so you're chayiv on nezek. Shavuleim is only mamayit to Adam that died, but only they got hurt. There's a chayiv. So there's a chayiv. So why should only the person of the tenth amma tetefach be chayiv, not the first nine? What do you say? Anybody have a sorry? So Tosis says that's the Xeris HaKos. That's why I was waiting for someone to say a svara. Because it seems it's not a svara. It means a svara would be if I cared. Tosis says, and Tosis Achren Chayiv brings from the Gemara. Achren Chayiv gam an azokin v'rishon patim akulon parakapar mefarish tam v'ksiv ki yikarei yachad v'lo shnayim l'chiyuv v'basra asi. So what's the din? If the second person, that means Misvara, they should both be chayiv. Nice, nice. And it's Xeris HaKosov that the Achrayim is chayiv alone. Only one person is chayiv, and the Svara is the Achrayim. Ukuduloi Karebi, Tanya Chayfa Bartisha Bachar Shnum Alasara Achrayim Chayiv. Rabbi Yoy Me'achar Achrei L'Misach Hashneim L'Nezikin. So Rabbi Vaisdes doesn't hold the discussion. It's a kosov l'gavi Nezikin, at least. Rav Papa Amar L'Misa V'Devrei Hakoel. Ikad Yamri Levin Loike Rabbi Amar Papa L'Misa V'Devrei Hakoel. If it's Misa V'Devrei Hakoel, and if it's Nezikin, then it's the Loike Rabbi. Okay, obviously with Lamisa can't be talking about an Adam, it has to be talking about a Shar. So I guess a Shar is the same rules, the same level. So what comes out from this Gemara is you have here three possibilities of two people digging a bar. Comes out is a bar of Ches, and then the second person digs it to Tes. Can have a bar of Tes, and then the second person digs it to Yud. Can have a bar of Yud, and the other person digs it to Chaf. So what's it in these three cases? So in this case, the Kumam Chayavim is not Xeris HaKosov. So one person is at 8, the other person is at 9 Kumam Chayavim. If one is 9, the other one is Yud, so the Achrayim, that's Xeris HaKosov. And if one person goes from Yud to Chaf, you know what the din is? Yud to Chaf, so Tosfos on the Yom Tov brings the Gemara from later, then Kumam Chayavim. And really, in the fourth case,
Taisa says if it's yours and the second person thinks it's the Yerhalim, what does Taisa say? I think Taisa is the Rishon Tzai, right? Taisa on the other days. Tat Taisa
says that if you go from Yud to Yud Aleph, Taisa says the last words of Taisa is Miu bezetach ledagech, Yishol shehishlach ish. That the first person is chayiv, the second person didn't do anything of chashuv. Okay, so that seems the halacha. I don't know, maybe other rishayim will argue with Taisus, but this seems to be the way the din is of ekeshtelt. What? What's the difference Yud Tiyar Aleph and Yud Tachas? So Taisa seems to say that Yud Tiyar Aleph is insignificant. It's a small change. So Taisa doesn't say where you draw the line.
Another bar of Miso.
So Taisa is talking after Miso, even has it.
From Yud Tachas, but another.
So a second person dug a bar of Miso.
It really was a bar of Miso.
There was a, but the first person is the bar of Miso. The second person. Is not. Alright, so you all agree in Svara that it should be this way. So what we're saying is that the test to Yod is Yod Sakasiv. And there has to be some Svara when you have a Pasuk, why we don't apply it to all cases. But Vice says the Svara is Kulam Chayavim. The Svara is they should all be Chayiv. So if one person digs 9, the other person digs the 10th, so the svara is that kulam should be chayav. That's what it says in the Gemara, just because it's a kasuv to be mishan. What? That's what it seems. It seems, ches to test is tesis anun aleph. Tesis is the case of ches to test, I think. Tesis says that when it says ha'achmen chayav, there's small tesis on an aleph amir aleph. Dafka who b'shvil shechidish misa shalom hilya metchila. Dafka 9 to 10, you're mechadish something. Aval rishon ches v'zeh tes kulam chayav min hazakim k'mayzeh yad v'zeh esri. How does the first case compare to the fourth case? Ches to tes and yud to yad aleph are the same. Ches to tes, we say shneim chayavim. Yud to yad aleph.
Maybe because like, yud is really a vada hezekur.
What?
It's a vada hezekur.
Yud is a vada. Yud is really not a vada. I don't think that yud is a vada. Even for hezek. Sometimes people fall into virus and they don't get hurt. It's an amazing thing. Sometimes people fall and nothing happens to them. Sometimes people fall and they get hurt. And it's incredible. I mean, it's all the French element of the world. It's no. Sometimes people fall and they get hurt, and sometimes people fall and they don't get hurt. When we say test le nizik and yud lamisa, we mean that's roi lahasik or roi lahamis. No guarantee. If it's a guarantee, he'll get hurt. Or a halachic guarantee, it's enough of a guarantee. Then you're right. I see now Tosis Anun Aleph holds Yud Tiyar Aleph is Chayiv, Shneim Chayavim. He argues with our Tosis.
I thought our Tosis was Mash Mechesed.
Ayin Le'el, Kulam Yud. So they argue what?
I think our Tosis is not Mash Mechesed, that's Kulam Yud.
That's right. It seems that way. If you look in Tosis Anun Aleph, that's the two Tosis, one after the other. But Tosis Nun Aleph holds, in this case, that Shneim Chayavim. So it seems to be Machlaik is the Tosis. We keep Eger there, Tzech and Tzu. Our Tosis. So to be correct, this case is late our Tosis. It's Tosis Yud on the base. And the Kulam is Tosis Yud Aleph. At least the Machlokes Rishayim in this case. The Machlokes is, I'm a little bit of a loss at the moment to figure out. So does that mean they would argue by Ches and Tes also?
I thought our Tosis is much more than not cool by Ches and Tes.
Which Taisus?
After Taisus, Taisus makes the filling between Nizakim and Misa. Taisus possibly by Nizakim, and as long as the second one by Nizakim is always fine, no matter what.
But it can't be. I mean, you took off his dafke. Achren chayev gamel nizakin.
That's the second
person. The second person might nizakin always chayev, no matter what. So that
doesn't
mean that it's a contest to you. So why is the Gemara tap on a case of
test to Yud? Because you're learning on these souls.
And
this is
more
pashut. Impossible.
I don't know, I can't prove one way or the other. Why would Tysus hold by Ches to Tess, our Tysus? By Yud to Yud Aleph, why does Tysus hold your potter, the second person's potter? Because you didn't do anything significant. Yud to Yud Aleph, that's a big difference. What about Ches to Tess? Is it a big difference?
Proportion is bigger.
The proportion, it's 1/8 and here it's 1/10. Instead of 10%, it's 12%. It's the old question, where you draw the line. So from Ches to Ches and to 8.8 would be the same din. But Bar Misa when it kills, I'm asking. But Bar Misa when it's Mazik, even when it kills, I could argue, but when a Bar Yud and you mash him into your Aleph and someone gets hurt. So Tysus seems to say, the second person didn't do anything significant. But he added to that. Tysus means Dafka Misa.
Well, once it's a bar, it's a full-fledged bar, you can't do anything to it. Otherwise,
you can't. Tysus, you have a Mesa. Maybe this Tysus is talking about Misa, and Tysus and Nanav is talking about Hezek. Could it be? No, I want you to think. I don't have to do all the thinking. You have to figure out. Is Machlaik Zitzu Tyson? No, there's also talking about Misa in the Nalach. Tafkahu bishul shechidish Misa, avishul ches that test, kulachem nezakim, k'moi zeh yud v'zeh esru. That's comparing Misa and Nezikim. It seems that Machlaik is the Tysus on the Nalach and our Tysus. Okay, but you're saying that maybe Ches and Tess are Tysus Argus, I'm not sure. Maybe you're right. Right, this seems to be the geder of the two people who dig a bar together and who cause a hezek, that that Alpi Svara they should both be Chayiv, and Alpi Gezeres HaKasuv, when you go from Tess to Yud, only the second person is Chayiv, by Nisa it's Pashit, and by Nezikin, it's a machlekes Rebbe in the Chachamim, and it's a chiddush. The Chachamim we have to explain as a gzeres hakasuf l'chayrim. If you would have asked me, I wouldn't be so sure. L'maisa, if there's a bar of, let's say a bar of 10, bar, let's say I have a bar even of 9, and someone else has a tenth tefach, I would think apisvara. The second person should be chayiv, alone, apisvara. The way I understand it, there's a certain amount of, when a person falls, there's a certain amount of let's say the bang is mazik, right? The way most people understand is the bang, right? A person falls into a bar and he bangs himself on the floor at a bar and he gets hurt. The bang of 9 and the bang of 10 are two different bangs, right? The more the person or the sharp falls, the more he gets banged up. So let's say an animal falls into a bar that's 10 or 11 or 12, whatever it is, and he gets hurt. The sharp breaks its foot. So lemaisa broke its foot from a fall of 11, not from a fall of 10. You could tell me if it would have been a fall of 10, it would have broken its foot anyway. But that's not what happened. What happened is it broke its foot from a fall of 11. No. I would think that the person who did last should be chayiv mikra adin. If you asked me and my svara, I would say whoever's last should be totally chayiv. No, you're not masking. What? Where? Where? The Rashi is not going on this case. Which case? That's going on the next case of Chemisha Shaimer. In the second half of Rashi. Oh, Rashi brings Bar. Le'dami le'shal bar la'asara. They've gone by test le'abdi misa. Zakam ya'avdi. V'siya harishim bagromas misasa. Yes, Rashi says fakir. So what's right? The Gemara, the Taka says fakir. What's the svara? Because the fall of nine, when he fell ten, he fell nine plus one.
Both
even though the bang was from ten.
Both can do the same damage. What makes you say that a bar of 11 is more than a bar of 10? Damage
wise. Svara is that the harder the bang, the more the damage. The harder the bang of whoever of whatever it is that fell, the Shah or the Adam, the harder the bang, the more the damage, no?
Is there a certain amount where it's going to be the same amount of damage?
Yeah, but we can't say that because sometimes it falls, it does get hurt, sometimes it doesn't. So we're not worried. We're not sure what caused it.
You may say, after test it already, it'll cause so much right damage that it'll be miser then.
It doesn't mean that every single animal that falls into a bar yud dies.
Yeah, but it has the yechol, it has enough.
It has a possibility of death.
Once you went past test, it's it.
Well, what actually happened?
That has it, but any has
I don't understand why the first person should be chayiv. If the first person dug a bar, even of 10, and the second person was mashlam it to 11, how could he be mighty mammon from the 10? He could say that maybe if it would have been 10, it wouldn't have gotten hurt. Mecha Tesi would have gotten hurt. It's Roy Lahazik. But not Hazik Mazik every time. People fall into virus all the time and get up and walk away. You're talking, that's such a big fall. You took 10 far from his 3 feet. People fall 3 feet.
The line song, we said after 9, you will get hurt.
Well, once we don't say you will get hurt. We say it's Roy Lahazik. We don't say that it's Vadai, it's going to get hurt.
Yeah, it's enough to hurt him. It's up to Misa. By 10 already, it's
Roy Lamisa. Do you think, try it out. We don't want to do it, but if we dig a bar in the street that's 10 tefachim, you think most people would die that fall into a 3 foot bar?
That's the Chacham set the line.
No, Chacham didn't say you die. Chacham
said, set the line.
I'll
the
prove
line.
It to you. When you give skila, you push him off a 10 tefach cliff. It's only 10 tefachim. People think it's a high cliff. Push us on 10 tefachim, and then you have to throw rocks on him to kill him. If we have this Kabbalah, he dies from full injury.
No, just set the line. It's enough to kill him at 10 tefachim.
It's possible to kill him. But most people don't die when they fall. He never fell 3 feet. It never happened. People fall all the time, they fall 3 feet. A person falls off a ladder 3 feet up, and he dies. I think he's standing on a chair, it's almost 3 feet. Huh?
That's the line somewhere.
No, that means it's right to kill.
Okay, so that's...
But it's not a vadai. I would think if I dug a bar, even if my bar was 25, and you dug a bar, okay, it could be 26 is minimal, but let's say I dig a bar of 25, and you dig 5 more. I would think that I could say, I'm a Tzim HaChavela of Araya, who says that my bar would have been Mazik. Maybe you tell it because of your bar that it was Mazik. You dug from 26 to 30. I don't know. The way I see the Gemara, it's a tremendous Chiddush. That the person who dug the bar of 8 or of 9 or of 10 or of 11 without a Gzeres HaKosov, he's Chayav on the Zikin. The way I would think, you should say, myself, I have a Raya. Prove to me that my Amis would have killed, my Tfachim would have killed this person or hurt this person.
But maybe since we don't know, we use what the Shiram are. The Shiram are not as Rahi, maybe if he would have fallen on Aramis, we don't know that. But we use the Shiram that we have.
So, but an umdina that anytime you don't know, there's an umdina. But is it true umdina that if an ox falls 3 feet, it's going to get hurt? Or even a person falls 3 feet? It's hard to do an experiment, but I don't think it would, I don't think that's what would happen.
I think people fall. Else.
What?
Yeah, Peshaya, but something else. So, who says the Peshaya caused it? Maybe something else would have happened anyway.
No, the Maisa, my thing caused it. Something may have happened anyway. So I don't think something may have happened anyway is a Ptur. In other words, the guy who dug the 11th Amla doesn't have a Ptur. Maybe it would have happened with 10. May have happened with 10, but the Maisa happened with 11. That I understand better. I understand less. I find it harder to understand the one who dug something First, why he's chayiv? Because it's not borer that what he did would cause any type of damage. There's no brerus that it would have caused any type of damage.
So the story behind the 10th lahama.
So we have an umdina that it's roi lahamis by 10. The story of 10 is that if it's 9 and it dies, it wasn't because of the bar. So we have such an umdina. Even though sometimes chalila people are walking down the street and they stumble on the sidewalk and they could die. But typically, whatever the terrorist threshold was, a bar test is not roi lahamis. Not typically, it's not maimis. So, I don't know.
You're expecting the fool.
What?
Unless you're expecting the fool, you can catch yourself and you'll fall anyway.
So we have to experiment with people that are not expecting to fall. So how do you do an experiment that it could kill people? It's very hard to practice the experiment. Unless you go do it somewhere in Harlem or something, you dig up our Asara and you see what happens.
Okay.
You have to try on sober people. You can't do it today. Wait till after January 1st. Well, a lot of people fall, nothing happens. No? I think so. I don't know. I once got hit by a car, and I saw it coming. The driver said that the sun was in her eyes. I said, Yeshkaya. But nothing happened, Baruch Hashem. I got up, and I had a little bruise. And other people get hit by slow-moving cars, and chalila, they get killed. What is it? Pretty much, like they say, Ruba de Ruba, de Rabbanu Shalom Fir Tevelt. There's no for sure thing. So I don't understand why a bar. Now, if you're going to tell me it's a bar that's 10 feet deep, so you're telling me it's under 10 feet is masik if you dug 11 foot, I would be masking. If the bar is deep enough that, I don't know what the percentage is, 3/4 of the people would get hurt, I would be masking to what the Gemara is saying. I just have a hard time in Svara when it's a bar of 10, of 9 tfachim. We're saying, up his Svara, if you dig 9, someone else digs a 10th. So you should have chiyus chayvusim. Who says a bar 9 would kill somebody? Or bar ches? Who says a bar ches? As long as ma'ashal etetes, why should the bar ches digger be chayiv? You can't prove that what he did is likely to be mazik. I would think, if I was a betting man, I would bet that an eight tefach bar 90% of the time doesn't hurt anybody. That's what I would think. Except old people. Older people are more fragile. But typical people, a shvarim, ox is a big, heavy thing. I don't think if it falls into bar ches, it gets hurt more than 50% of the time. I would think.
If it's heavier, has a bigger, more
chance of. Okay, I'm not a shor expert, but in that masking, most people fall.
That they take one wrong step and that's it. They're gone for.
Just because they shoot that one step.
Yeah,
there could be. I'm asking. I just don't understand why you could be mechayev in money, because could be. Why are you mechayev me money? I dug a bar of 8 tefachim. So what is the mashlim to 9? Who says the bar 8 would have caused the hazard? Lamaise it didn't. Lamaise the chabatu was in the bar of tes. But the havlo is a havlo of tes. So who says, how can you prove to be mechayev me? I find it very hard to. You can't even prove to me that I contributed to the Misa, because it could be what I did. It wouldn't have died. It wouldn't have gotten hurt, I should say. I don't know. In Sora, I never got a better appreciation of this. To me, it sounds like the Xeris HaKosov is more Mustaver. And the Sora is less Mustaver. Xeris HaKosov that the last person did it. So the last person did it. If one person makes a bomb, he made the whole bomb except for the fuse. And another person comes, he puts the fuse on. So you mechayev the first person equally with the last person. The person who set off the bomb, he's the one that's chayev, not the one who made the bomb. The person made a bar ches. It's a bomb, it can hurt people. But it didn't hurt anybody. The bar ches didn't hurt anybody. Someone else came and dug tes. A person got hurt in tes. You can't tell me what had gotten hurt in tes. Who says?
Someone pushes the him into the bar tes. But
the Lamaisa, if you push a behemoth to a bar test, so the bar test was mazik. Was mazik together with a person? Okay, see, mechayev shnei. But at least the bar test was mazik. Here, the bar test wasn't really mazik. Okay, there's in the lumdis of bar test and bar yud, we actually had it briefly on that gimel. Gemara called bar test and bar yud two separate mazikim. The main lamdis in Bar Tes Bar Yud, Rav Arye Leib has a piece where he says that Bar Tes and Bar Yud are two separate mazik. A Bar Haroi Lahazik is one bar. A Bar Haroi Lahabis is another bar. I don't mean now to answer my tashes. My problem with the sugya, I still have. Just Rav Arye Leib explains why the Xeris HaKosev is applied only to Tes to Yud. Once you have Xeris HaKosev by Tes to Yud, that the Sheni Niskayah, the Achra Niskayah, why don't we apply it to everything? So Rav Arye Leib says the reason is because a Bar Tes and a Bar Yud are two different Mitzias in a Bar. Two different Sug Bars. Just like Keren and Shein are different Mazikim of an animal. Keren is one thing, Shein is another thing. Same thing, a Bar Tes and a Bar Yud are two separate Gedarim of Mazik. And since they're two separate Gedarim of Mazik, that's why when the Torah says from Tes to Yud, Achron Chayiv, we say it's a unique din to Tes to Yud. Because you created a different type of Mazik, from the Mazik of Tes to the Mazik of Yud. And he brings a beautiful Raya from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that the p'tur of Shar v'lo yadam, Chabar v'lo kelim is only by a Bar Yud. By a Bar Yud, there's a p'tur. That pasuk, it says, V'ham is Sham, Shar v'chamar. And the Shar and Chamar are going to die there. So when a Shar and a Chamar die there, then there's a p'tur of kelim, Shar v'lo yadam, Chabar v'lo kelim. But a Bar Tes, Yerushalmi says, is Chayev on kelim. Incredible thing. You hear this? If you dig a bar of 9, you chayav on kelim. If you dig a bar of 10, you potter on kelim. If you dig it deeper in your potter, there's a chasim. Bar Yud is potter. So it comes out of Yerushalmi. But Yerushalmi says a bar test is chayav on kelim. Why is it chayav on kelim? Shar v'lo yadam, chamar v'lo kelim. Teretz is that two different viruses. There's a bar test that's mazik and a bar yud that kills. In bar yud, there's a Bar Yud that has a Xeris HaKosev, a Pata B'Kishar V'Le'adam Chama Le'Kem. Bar Tes is no Ptur. That's why if a person gets hurt in the Bar Tes, everybody holds Yechayiv. Adam gets Nizik, that's true, even a Bar Yud really. Nizike Adam, Shar V'Le'adam is only Misa. But Yerushalmi says it's only by a Bar 10 or more. If it's a Bar under 10, doesn't apply. So he says Yerushalmi Klar holds Bar Tes and Bar Yud are two different things. We spoke on Daf Gimel about a tumul in the Rishayim based on the Gemara and Daf Nun Aleph. If when you measure 9 or 10, how do you measure it? Remember, I asked you if you have a shar that's 5 tefachim tall. Shar can be taller. I don't know how tall animals are, but they're a few feet tall. If you have a shar that's its head is 5 tefachim off the ground, it's walking, and it falls into a bar that's 5 tefachim deep. And its head bangs in the karka habar. So now the head fell 10 tefachim. Is that called a bar yud? It's in the shaila. A bar yud is right to kill. What does it mean a bar yud is right to kill? Let's say an animal is sleeping next to the bar. And it rolls over. Igander, the Gemara says, it rolls over into the bar and it falls 10. So a bang, a falling of 10 tefachim is right to kill. So, one of the Rishayim, the Ramah, says, if you have a bar of 5, and an animal is walking, and it's 5 tefachim off the ground, it falls in, and it bangs its head, a bar of 5 is Rai Lahamis. Because the head of the animal fell 10 tefachim, it's a 10 tefachim bang. So the Ramah says a chiddush, based on the Gemara. Now when do we say bar yud? Only Igander, only if it rolled in. But if it was walking and it fell in, you go from where the head started, assuming it banged its head, you go from where the head started to where the head ended up. As I state the Ramah.
Flat ground can also be a bar.
And what?
Flat ground can also be a bar.
But who made it?
The one tefach.
Your one tefach could also be a bar. Yeah. Okay, now. So the Rashba says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says always bar yud. How could you say? Either Gemara says Yigander, he says it's not a maskana, it's anymore. But the Rashi says, what are you talking about? It has to be a bar yud. That's the way we always name on. Whenever we talk about the depth of the bar, not the amount of the fall. Zakter Bar Yalei, it's because of this Yisait. Bar Yur is a different mazik. Bar Yur is a mazik that's chayiv on hummus, the royal hummus. It's a chayiv on misa. Bar Tes is a kind of mazik which is pater on misa. So Bar Tes is not chayiv on misa. Bar Yur is chayiv. It's two separate mazikim. Bar Tes is one mazik, Bar Yur is another mazik. Bar up to Yur is pater on misa, Bar Yur is chayiv on misa. Just like you have Shane and Karen. Shane is pater bishul sarabim and Karen is chayiv bishul sarabim. You have Bar Tes is part of Bemisa and Bar Yud is Chayiv Bemisa. Those are the rules of this bar. This animal was walking and it fell. It's tough on you. It fell. This mazik is part of. So that's where Bar Yud is saying that a bar, when we say Bar Yud, we're talking about a totally Cheftza de bar. It's a different bar. It's not a bar just deeper or shallower. It's a different bar. Bar Yud is a different mazik than Bar Tes. That's the aside, and that explains why in this chart, why we put the Gezeres HaKosov only on Tes to Yud. Otherwise, Maishna Tes to Yud, or Yud to Chaf, or Ches to Tes, if it's a Gezeres HaKosov, Achron Chayiv, why should I be Mechalik? I should just say Achron Chayiv in all cases. The answer is, no, it's dafka test to yud. Because test to yud, you change it from one type of mazik to another type of mazik. You change it to a new type of mazik, you alone are chayiv for this new mazik. But you can't compare that to yud to chaf, which is the same type of mazik, or ches to test, which is the same type of mazik. So Sir Bar Yalev's gishmak explanation in bar test, bar yud, Taka Gemara Daf Gimel called them two separate mazikim. And that explains very well the concept of Bar Tes and Bar Yud. The thing that disturbs me here in the Gemara, why the one who dug Ches should be Chayiv and someone else dug Tes, is not answered with this. It's a separate question. And I don't know, maybe as we go through the five cases, we'll come up with something that can help us with it, but it's not. It's by far not clear why the one who dug Ches should be Chayiv by Tess. If you hold Havla Garim, maybe it makes more sense. If the Hevel is Garim, so the one who dug Ches put in 8 Tfachim of Hevel, Tess put in the 9th Tefach, the 8 Tfachim of Hevel are still there. But still, how do you know it was Mazik? Maybe the 9th Tefach was Mazik. Yes, so the 1 to 9 should say maybe not. Maybe the first 8. So I don't understand. If two people set off a bomb simultaneously and they destroy a building, you could be Mechayiv. Any one of them, you could shatz up Hamish Dechayiv. You have to prove that your bomb could have been Mazik. No, that it was Mazik. No? No, you don't think so. Two people set off a bomb. So each person is Chayiv on what he caused Hezik. He's Chayiv on what he could have caused Hezik. No. Chayiv on what he did cause Hezik. You have to prove what each person caused Hezek. So if there's a bar test, it's a bar ches plus a one more bar. How can you prove? I before was bothering why the person was ches is chayiv, even the person was test. How could you prove what Hezek the person of test caused?
Every so marshal had shouted that both people caused everything.
No, both people caused something.
Both people caused everything. And I got you can't pay double, so each one's paying that.
If no, it's not true. Each person caused everything. If there's a book here and I light a match on one end, you light a match on the other end. I burnt the whole book. I only burnt half the book. So why is that different than a bomb on the two sides of the building? Now see, my bomb could have caused to destroy the whole building, but it didn't, because your bomb went off at the same time. I should be chayiv because my bomb could have caused a hezek, or only because it did. You have to prove what each person caused hezek. If you could prove that his bomb caused a certain amount of hezek, he's chayiv. If you prove that his caused a certain amount, then he's chayiv. So you have to prove it 100%, you have to prove it 90%. I don't know how much you ever have to prove it. But don't you agree that you have to prove what the actual hezek was? I don't think so. You have to prove what was lamaisa the hezek. That's what I would think. So by Bar Ches and Tes, or Yurin Yur Aleph, or Yurin Chav, I don't know how you can prove what the hezek was. I don't know. Right, we're going to have the same problem later on the Yomid Beis, so let's see, maybe we'll get it clear. You're sitting on a safsal. I don't have the same problem. 10 people sit on a bench and it breaks to prove who broke it. All right, we'll get to that tomorrow. Let's see the second case. So I told you I have 5 cases. Case number 1 is the bar. 2 people being mazik. Case number 2 is slightly different than the other 4. Case number 2 is shaymrim. Is a shaymer. So let's see the case. So ikam masa shayrai l'chamisha b'nei adam u'posha b'ay echad. Someone gave over his shar to 5 people to watch. Now, as soon as you read this Gemara, you try to picture in your mind what's the case. Now, the case is not that the shar is in a barn and there are 5 doors and each person watches 1 door. That's not the case. It doesn't fit with the whole echadim. If you have an animal in a barn and there are 5 doors and each person kavah shmira on 1 door, it's poshut. You can't walk away from your door. If you walk away from your door, if it goes out your door, you're chayiv. That would be simple. It's got to be a case that he calls 5 people in. He says, watch the shar. Watch the shar. He's sitting in a room of 5 people. He says, I'm going out for a minute. Everyone just watch this. Right? It could happen easily. So Vaita, we have now a shayla that's very hard to figure out. What were you makabel shmira on? While were you makabel? Let's say you're in my store. I have 5 customers in the store and I have to run out for something. So I say, everyone, please watch it. You're masking. All 5 are masking. So each one was makabel to watch the whole store or a fifth of the store? How does it work? Very hard to get into the person's brain and think what's happening. So we're going to have to figure this out. Let's see what the Gemara says and then we'll try to figure out what's happening. So let's see. Now, what does Pasha boy mean? Now, if I didn't look at Rashi, I would think Pasha means he did something to make the animal go free. But Rashi says, no. Bottom Rashi, halach loy, v'loy shamrai. The one person didn't do anything negative, he just stopped watching it. So, what's the case? Masa shach mishvei al pasha by echad mehem behizik chayiv hechida chayiv hechida. Let's see. Ilayma de belav iu loy have a minter pshita. That's the 5 doors case. If it's 5 doors, and each one's watching 1 door, they don't call it a door; it's an open door that the animal can get out. 5 people are watching 5 doors, and one walked away. So belav iu loy have a minter. Without him, it's going to get out. Pshita, it's pashit, he's chayiv for the whole thing. It's a double pashit. You don't need a mishnah. You called it, he's doing it. Ella, the balav iu nami minter. What does that mean? There's 1 door, the animal's in a barn, there's 1 door, and 5 people say, okay, we'll watch it, you go do what you have to do. So 5 people are watching the doorway, and vice dice, 1 person is physically capable. It's not something that you need 5 people. The other, Belaviu Nami Minter, 4 people could watch it. 1 person walks away. Maika Ovid, what does it mean, Maika Ovid? He should be. What's Maika Ovid? So here you have to know, it's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, but both Rashi and Tosis are printed on the Omid Beis. Itach Maika Ovid, it's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. If you look at Rashi in the first narrow line, my kavod ve'ein chayiv klum. Rashi holds my kavod means I shouldn't be chayiv. You tell five people watch something, and one person walks away, the other people are capable of watching it. My carvid, it should be part. If you look in Taptais with my carvid, the coolish might in Tzarach Leib with my carvid, Tfei Achrini, Yishalim Kol Echot Chelkoi. Each person should pay his own chelik. Vein loim the lifter. You can't say should be part. So what's the case? Who's more mistaken? Rashi or Tosis? You have five people in a room, and there's a shard in the room, or whatever, there's a tape recorder on the table, and five people say, we're going to watch it. And one person, he says, you know what, I'm going to go eat lunch. He walks out. So now there are four people who remain. Something happens, the thing gets stolen. So what should be the din of the person who walked out? I'll be slower. What should be up his swara? He accepted Shmira, but he wasn't Pesheya. He left it in the hands of four capable people. He left it in the hands of four capable people. So what do you want, sir?
Why
the other four? Because someone stole it. What's Hashem himself? It's Chayvah Geneva Vaved. Or if they're Hashem Echinam, then it was Hashem. They turned their back and got stolen.
There's no reason
for Hashem Echinam. Chayvah, first should be Potter. So Rashi, I think Rashi is more mistaver. Rashi, and the Rosh says like Rashi, that the first person should be Potter. What did he do? He walked out. And he left four perfectly capable people in charge. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says even if he walks out, if he walks out, that he's still chayiv. Why should he be chayiv? I left four capable people in charge. He should be chayiv. Tosfos has to do with Kabbalah Shmira. When five people are makabel achrayus, each one's makabel to watch the whole thing, or each one's makabel for a fifth? What's a metzias? Five people are makabel achrayus, each one's makabel a whole thing, or each one's makabel a fifth? Maybe that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos.
Maybe it's based on machlokes
Shemesh Masel Shemer. See, by Shemesh Masel Shemer, in a case where he could tell him that at mehemen es libishvua you like mehemen, that's different. But let's say the other shomer is a shomer that we know he trusts. So shomer shmos or shomer is potter. So here, you're right. If the person walked out and he said beferish, you watch it for me, then you'll be potter. So it's going to have to be a case that the first person walked out and he just said, I'm not watching it anymore. He didn't hand over his chiyuv. So does it make sense to you? The machlekes should be, if five people accept Shmira, what's going on through in their minds? Is each person completely responsible for Sefarit? Or is each person the fifth responsible? Is that the Shaila? What? Why? The Lashon of the Rosh or the case of the Rosh? This is Lashon. Well, the Rosh says that if one person walks out and he says, I'm not watching it anymore, the other four say, you're not watching it, so we're also not watching it. So they're all five achayiv. But see, there, when the person walked out, he left it without Shmira. He didn't give it over to four people. Isn't the Rosh mashma to have one person walked out quietly and he left it with the other four that he's potter? No? The Rosh is mashma that he holds that when five people accept Shmira, everyone accepts Shmira on the entire thing. That's what it sounds like. No? In which case?
They didn't want to watch more.
No, it means they didn't not want to be shy miyaisa. Loi sol kawas b'shir es hashar k'shpoyach avalei rat lush miyaisa. Kima shenisha ru b'shmur es hashar yichayim l'shayim rai b'lai echad hechayam v'upat shayim asa l'kul and shayim rai l'chol mi shiach l'shayim rai yisratzu l'shayim rai v'l b'lai chav eiram. Sounds like the rush that when you give something to five people, each person is makabel shmir on the whole thing. That's the language sounds like to me. What?
How much will they have to pay?
Well, that's what we're trying to get to. How much you have to pay as a result of the question of how much. That's good for what we're trying to get to. Because if you hold each one's makabel shmira the fifth, you know what it's like? If you have a friend that's taking a bank loan, say he's taking a bank loan, he's $100,000. He asks you to co sign his loan. $100,000? I'm not that friendly with you. You know, $10,000 a friend I am, not $100,000. Get nine more people. He says, fine. So you get 10 people to sign a bank loan. So I want to tell you now that you better watch out. If you go to a bank and you guarantee $100,000 loan, and there are 10 co-signers, you know how much you're responsible for? The whole $100,000. That's the way the bank loan is drawn up. Every Arv is responsible for 100. They can't collect 100 from 10 people. They can collect 100 from any Arv. If you have 10 Aravim on a $100,000 loan, everyone's responsible for the whole $100,000. When you have 5 Shaimrim on one Shar, that's Hashayla L'chayra. Is each one Mekabel, the Shaila here is what's going through their mind. What's Stoma de Milsa? If a person walks out of a room, he says, watch my Shar. Are the 5 people who are Makabal Shmira each means he Makabal a fifth of the Shmira or a complete Shmira? That's the Nida. It seems that that's the Machlaik is Rashi and Tosis. Rashi holds each one's Makabal a complete Shmira. So if we're all Makabal a complete Shmira, if I retire from my Shmira, I walk out, I left it in perfectly good hands. There are 4 more people that were Makabal a complete Shmira. I'm part of. If you learn that the 5 people are each Makabal a fifth of the Shmira, this means a fifth of the responsibility. Obviously, you can't watch 4/5 of a shor and not watch the other fifth. It can't cut itself in pieces. But it means your achrayus. Each one is 20% achray. If you learn like that, then Tosfos makes sense. If I walk out, so there's no one else achray for my 20%. So my 20%, I'm hoping nothing will happen. If something happens, I'm responsible. The chayra, that should be the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What the level of responsibility of each person is.
According to Rashi, if the shamer suffer, what am I paying you for?
What?
According to Rashi, if the case of the five shamer suffering, what am I paying this guy for? He's walking out.
What's going on in your mind? You pay 5 people to watch the same thing.
I'm thinking that I want 5 people to ask them, and if someone walks out, he's high.
If I pay 5 people, in fact, if I pay, even if I ask them for a favor, of course, can I pay? Okay, let's say I pay 5 people to watch it. That means I want 5 people to watch it. Shkoyach, you want. But they're only chayiv if they're pesheya or geneva vaveva. Now, if they walked out,
one walks out,
did he do anything wrong? He didn't do what you want. It's true, but then people don't have to pay because they don't do what you want. They only have to pay if they're not then ask for
Shmirasai.
The other 4 should have avoided that happening. A Shemesachah we expect. I'd agree with you. If one's a Shemesachah, one's a Shemechinam. The Shemesachah walks out and Geneva Aveda, so Shemechinam it does a Shmir Pchusa. But if a Shemesachah is supposed to protect against Geneva Aveda, he's a normal adult. He's capable of protecting it. So when I walk out, the one who remains is perfectly capable of protecting it. See, I'm not chayiv because I didn't do what you want. I'm only chayiv if I have a yad in the damage, or if I was makabel damage for this. I don't know. What we have to do is figure this out by learning the Shulchan Aruch. Let me give you the Maror Makayimus here. Tomorrow we're going to deal with this. It's a Geshmaka Sugya to try to figure out the Svara. First of all, there's a Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Shomrim Simchav Zayin is what to argue about what he means, and we'll see if we argue about it. I'm not sure. I understood it one way last night. This morning, usually the way I look at it in the morning is more accurate. I think he may mean something else. I'm not sure. And then the Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Ayin Zayin, the beginning of Simen Ayin Zayin, and the Shach. On the Shach and Simen Ayin Zayin, there's a Ktzais, but the Ktzais is in Simen Reish Tzadik Tes. I think it's a cut and aleph. Just make sure it goes on the Shach. If you get through all that, Reb Shimon in Simen Yud Beis talks about the Ktzais. Our goal is going to be to try to understand this all should fit up Yisvara. The previous Gemara is Gezeres HaKasim. This Gemara is Svara. To try to understand Apiswara, the Hagdara of someone who gives something to five people to watch, the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, in the way that it works. And then we'll get to Marbe B'Chavila. In the next case, we'll see if it's comparable or not, if we can try to figure out one case from the other. So that's all Yitzhak Shem for tomorrow.